One Sunday morning, Lambton went a fishing in the weir, and catched a fish upon his hook. He thought it very queer, and what a kind of fish it was young Lambton couldn't tell. He wouldn't fush to carry it yet, so he hoid it down a well.
Fish!
Lambton felt inclined to gan and fight in foreign wars. He joined a troop of knights that cared for neither wounds nor scars, and off he went to Palestine, where queer things him befell, and very soon forgot about the queer worm in the well.
Fish!
And growed and growed and growed an awful size, with great big teeth and great big gob and great big googly eyes. And when at neats he crawled about to pick up bits of news, if he fell dry upon the road, he'd milk a dozen coos. This fearful worm would often feed and calves and lambs and sheep, and swallow little bairns alive when they lie down to sleep. And when he'd eaten all he could and he had had his fill, he crawled away and lapped his tail 7 times round Pencher Hill. The news of this most awful worm and his queer gallons on soon crossed the seas, got to the ears of brave and bold Sir John. Sir Yemi came and catched the beast and cut him in 3 halves, and that soon stopped him eating bairns and sheep and lambs and calves. Now how well the fierks on both sides of the weir lost lots of sheep and lots of sleep and lived in mortal fear. So let's have one to brave Sir John.
Hooray!
That kept the bairns grey home, saved coos and calves by making hearts of the famous Lambton worm.
Blue lads, how have me got that song and now?